You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Hey, what's up there, everybody? Welcome in to another Sports Daily. We've got a big hour for you coming up. We will preview NFL divisions. We'll start with the NFC South today. That's coming up in just a little bit. Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider, also here. We'll ask him what his biggest concern is down the stretch. What would be the thing that keeps the Royals out of the postseason or helps them get in, as they got some work to do. Down four games. They got it started nicely with a sweep over the White Sox. We'll get into all of that throughout the hour here. Can't wait for college football to start this week. Unbelievable. We'll have you fully covered there all week long. Everything we got coming for you is on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with the just announced Kansas Lager Fest. Join WBC along with more than a dozen other breweries for samples and celebration of the crisp, clean brews known as lagers. Go to www.wichitabrew.com to get your tickets now. Good weekend, everybody. Glad we're all here. Tommy, college football. Can you believe college football starts? I just saw some of Fitz's crew checking in from Dublin. Sounds like they're making the travel there. We have this week, I was talking to some KU fans over the weekend, like, we have one of the more exciting times of the year. Week zero, lots of, you have two different situations. You've got K-State, who we think we have a decent grasp on, playing perhaps its biggest game of the season overseas, huge rivalry in Ireland to open the year. And then you've got KU with the 8 billion questions we have about KU, playing in week zero at home, unveiling a new stadium and doing all of those things. Like, it is buzzing, man. Like, college football's buzzing this year.
What's crazy about KU, I saw this stat over the weekend, that this is only the second time in 11 years that the Jayhawks are double-digit favorites over an FBS team. Only the second time since 2014. That's, you know, they've played some cupcake games over the years that obviously they're, you know, double-digit favorites for in those. But this is only the second time in 11 years that they're double-digit favorites over an FBS team in Fresno State. And, I think that it's...
it's a combat. Nervous?
No, honestly, it doesn't. I mean, I think that as of right now, I'm probably going to lay those points. Primarily, it's a combination of the fact that you've got with all the unknowns with Kansas, you still have Lance Leipold and Jalen Daniels there. And then you have the first game back in Lawrence in basically 2 years all together in this brand new stadium. I think that it's going to be a pretty phenomenal homecoming for the Jayhawks. So as of right now, I understand why the spread is what it is. And I think if I might change, I'm going to reserve the right to, you know, maybe make a change in that when we actually make our picks on Friday. But as of right now on Monday, I think I'd probably lay those points.
Oh boy, I don't like it. I think my actual money is going to just go to the over. I think the bigger questions for KU this year for me come defensively. I think they're going to be okay on offense. I don't think that it feels very like a very small chance that some of the issues KU faced early in the season offensively last year between play calling and whether or not Daniels was 100% right, like all of those things seem to be behind us now. So I think they'll be okay on offense. I think they've brought in people. They'll be fine. It's defense where I have the most questions. And I think early in this season, you could see some shootout city for KU. The problem is on both sides of the ball for KU is we really don't have, like, I trust Jalen Daniels now. After the way he was able to finish last year, he started to look healthy again. Like I trust that everything's fine there, and I trust Lance Leipold. But you know, it's a lot of different players. Like it's just that's the reality. I actually like Daniel Hyshaw quite a bit.
So do I.
I think he got overshadowed because Devin Neal became such a great player. But there were plenty of times in the last handful of years, whatever, where I look at Hyshaw and I'm like, man, this guy's got some juice.
He's good. He had a hard time staying healthy, and a lot of it is due to his running style. He's a wrecking ball out there. And so that was I think that's been a major issue in his time wearing a Kansas uniform. I don't think that that's anything you change. I don't think that you're like, hey, now that you're the lead back, you need to be a little bit more, you know, delicate in the way that you run. I don't think that's the right strategy. I think you just sort of roll with him in the way that he is, and cross your fingers and hope that he can stay healthy. But they've got they probably, at least as of right now at first glance, don't have quite the level of depth at running back. I mean, obviously, when you lose Devin Neal, you're not going to have that. So right. I don't think you've got as full of a running back room as you've had in years past. But if you can lean on somebody like Daniel Hyshaw to be your lead back, he's going to bring you some success. For me, the big question mark is, what does the passing game look like? You're replacing a lot of wide receivers. You don't have Grimm. You don't have Arnold. But I mean, from all accounts, it sounds like, you know, this Emmanuel Henderson kid from Alabama could be a playmaker and could be, you know, somebody that's a top target early on. That's my big question is, who is Daniels going to be able to throw the ball to? Who can step up and be, you know, your wide receiver one and have a lot of success in catching passes?
I agree. I think if you told me, well, I agree. I think Daniels is going to make any of these guys better. If you tell me that Daniel Hyshaw is healthy all year, KU's offense is going to be good. You know, Hyshaw has averaged more than, like, there have been times where he's like a 6 yards a carry guy. Like, he is an impactful running back. If you tell me he can stay healthy, I'm kind of in on the offense. It's the defense with the secondary losses and all the things that we've seen there.
Yeah, you don't have Kobe Bryant. You don't have Melo Dotson. You don't have those guys anchoring your secondary.
They grew, you know, early on in this rebuild for Leipold, the defense was kind of an afterthought, right? They've kind of grown into a good defense over the last couple of years. And so that's, to me, where the big question mark comes in an early game against Fresno State. Could it just kind of get into where they just have to track meet somebody, which I think they will. So I kind of like the over there. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't know how to set expectations for KU. I really don't. Until we see him play. Like, it's just, it's different than, like, when we set expectations for the NFL, when players move around, we kind of know about the players that are moving around. Other than the rookies, like, we know what guys are. The transfer portal, like, I don't know what these guys are doing. I don't know half the players they brought in. Did you ever hear of
Emmanuel Henderson?
Did you ever hear him before? No. You know, camp this year?
Nope.
Right, like, that's that's what gets really hard. We got to see them play a little bit to get a good read on it.
What I really like, though, about Saturday's game, and don't get me wrong, Fresno State, they're not a juggernaut out there, right? But you're going to get probably a more true assessment of who this team is after week zero, as opposed to, you know, if they're playing an FCS
team.
Totally
agree.
Right? If they're playing a, you know, South Dakota State, or they're playing, you know, Rhode Island, which they've done, you know, a lot over the years. I like the fact that you're kind of right off the bat, you're taking on a team that should challenge you in some ways. And, you know, it's very easy to have a cupcake game to start off your season and you win 56-7, right? And that you don't really have a true assessment of this team. And I want to know what we're working with here right out of the gate. And I think that you're going to get an opportunity, honestly, in both of these games, more so with Kansas State and Iowa State. It might be their biggest game of the season. But I think after this week zero matchup for both teams, I think we'll have a pretty good assessment of what we're working with here.
K-State's potentially playing for a Big 12 championship this weekend. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how to quantify the magnitude of that game. You're talking about two of the teams we feel like that could be there at the end playing across the globe in a game to start the year. It's already a rivalry game. This game counts. Like, this is just a massively important game for both of these schools. Like, what's going to happen in their season? If KU came out and laid an egg and lost to Fresno State, it wouldn't matter, really. Like, it wouldn't even be like, it would be irrelevant. This game with K-State and Iowa State, like, I applaud them for playing it. It would be like starting the year with Michigan, Ohio State. It would be like starting the year with Auburn, Alabama. And I'm not trying to say it's that kind of rivalry as much as just saying, like, those massive magnitude games get played late in seasons when they are conference games. It's a conference game with that kind of magnitude. And they play it right out of the gates. So I kind of like K-State. We just, like, we know what they've got coming back. We know more about them and what Arizona State probably than any teams in the league. I don't think I'm forgetting anybody of teams. Like, we kind of know what to expect. We know what K-State wants to do. We know that Arizona State and kind of what they want to, you know, Iowa State to some degree, but, like, this feels like a game that we'd be seeing in November, and we're seeing it on whatever, August 23rd or whatever it is.
I think you probably, after this game in Dublin, you'll learn more about Iowa State than you will about Kansas State. I think we kind of have a general idea about the Wildcats.
We know what to expect out of the Wildcats.
Outside of Rocco Beck, I don't know if there's a whole lot of things firm right there for Iowa State.
I'm kind of excited that they get to play the game early because Iowa State's missing their top receivers and they've got so much to turn over. All right, when we come back, let's preview the NFC South here as we begin that process for the 2025 season. Don't go away from Sports Daily. Come your way right after this.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. If you want to win a free week of Swing 365 Golf, it's a private simulator on the east side that you can rent out. You go in. You've got the Shot Suite Simulator, which is what the pros play on, the pro league that you see.
The full swing simulator. It's fantastic.
Full swing.
Yeah.
Full swing simulator. And you can, that's what they play on. So like when you see them on ESPN playing in those sim, it's the same simulator, full swing. That's right. But it's at Swing 365. It's awesome. You can get in there. You can get in there for a week on us right now by texting the keyword swing to 20357. Swing 20357. Get you a week in there. I need to get back in there, Tommy. Work on my swing. It needs work. Needs all the work it can get.
It's going to be a good opportunity this week. It's going to be hot the first couple days of the week. And so
yeah.
Beat the heat, get in there, the air conditioning, and tune up your game.
Yeah. All right, let's talk NFC South here as we begin NFL previews. We'll kind of take these division by division. Last year, it was the Buccaneers. It was the monster season by Baker Mayfield. It was that huge offensive year from the Bucs that led them to the division win. They got it by a couple of games over the Falcons. Liam Cohen is gone from there now. Do you, Tommy, think that the Buccaneers are again the team to beat here? Chris Godwin's a little nicked up in the offseason, but it's a lot of things are staying the same from them. They took the receiver in the first round, Emeka Ogbuka. That just adds another weapon to the Baker Mayfield tool chest. It really kind of comes down to, I guess, your thoughts on Baker Mayfield, but are you in on the Bucs again this year?
I am. I think the Bucs are the team to beat this year, but I don't think it's a long-term dynasty, at least in the division, as far as that's concerned for Baker Mayfield. I think that both the Panthers and the Falcons are on the upswing. And I think that it's going to be more challenging. If you go back to last season, the Buccaneers went 4-0 against the Panthers and the Saints. And so when you're able to do that against divisional opponents, it's going to make it that much easier for you to win your division. I know the Falcons were in the mix too towards the end of last season. I think Michael Penix Jr. obviously will continue to solidify himself as the starting quarterback and maybe somebody that can be of success for Atlanta, but I still have them a year away from really contending for a division title. I think the Panthers, as I mentioned, will be better. And the Saints are probably going to finish last in the division, but I'm not sure that that will continue. But for now, at least one more year, yeah, I'm going to say the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll say the Bucs, and I think the Saints will be in last. I agree. I don't know what to make of this. We'll get to the Saints in a second. I think the real interesting thing this year for that division is who's further ahead as a franchise, the Falcons or the Panthers? I don't know what I think that answer is. I think it becomes a question of, are you more in on Bryce Young or are you more in on Michael Penix? I think Young, in his second season, showed us more than Penix in the time he got last year, at least in my opinion. But he's had another year to do it. I think as I put this division first, like the thing I keep thinking about is, like, man, if this were my team, which franchise would I rather be a fan of right now? Whose future is brighter, the Falcons or the Panthers? Panthers just drafted Tet McMillan, who's my favorite player in last year's draft. Who would you rather be if you're those two teams, and who do you think finishes ahead of the other? The Falcons have the advantage because they finished higher last year. They, of course, have Bijan Robinson, who's really good. You like Drake London. You like Darnell Mooney. I'm not so sure I wouldn't say the Panthers, though, at this point.
See, I disagree with you. I think it's less about the actual quarterback, at least for this coming season. It may be down the road, but right now it's less about the quarterback and more about just the overall roster construction, the collection of talent. The Panthers, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the Panthers' defense has been fun. They've been awful. They've been so terrible. They allowed over 31 points a game. Points per game a season ago. And that, hopefully, you would think that maybe that gets a little bit better this coming season for Carolina. But Dave Canales has his work cut out for him, especially defensively with this team. And then from a playmaker perspective, I mean, honestly, the Falcons have a better collection of overall playmaker talent in the skill positions. Drake London and Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts is still there as the tight end. They've got a better collection of overall playmaker talent. They just do. For this season, it might be different down the road, but right now,
yeah,
the Falcons have a better collection of talent.
I agree. I mean, you're not going to beat Robinson in London.
If you like Bryce Young more than Michael Penix Jr., and that's totally fine, and like I think I probably do as well, the overall body of work, the roster from top to bottom, is better in Atlanta right now than it is in Carolina.
Let me make my point clear. Yes, I am picking Atlanta over Carolina this year. I'm just saying, like, for the long-term future, which of these franchises would I rather be a fan of? Bryce Young's story last year didn't get enough run after the grief he was taken. He got benched last year for Andy Dalton, and he looked good when he came back. And he is easy to root for. I think their season will be one of the more interesting seasons for the teams we expect to not be in any way, shape, or form a contender. I will take Atlanta this year. My question with Atlanta this year is, can Penix be good enough? Because if you told me that Penix is pretty good, I think they can contend with the Bucs for the division. I really do. Like, they have enough there.
They contended for the division with
all on Penix.
They contended for the division with Kirk Cousins for most of last season, and very nearly caught them. He wasn't good, and ultimately got benched in favor of Michael Penix Jr. So, I mean, I certainly think that the Bucs are. I'm not going to say the Bucs are in decline yet, but I certainly think the Bucs are. They've peaked. They've leveled off. And they're probably still good enough to win the division this season. But I do think both the Falcons and the Panthers, in varying degrees, are on the upswing. And so I think it's going to be an extremely interesting division next season. But this season, one more year at least, I still think you have to take the Bucs.
You know, I actually don't think the Bucs have peaked. I think they got better offensively. I think Bucky Irving's the real deal. I think Ibuka is a stud. I know we're going to, and their win total, I was just looking, is at 9.5, by the way. We'll look at all these in just a second. I like that over. I don't think they've peaked because I think Baker Mayfield has plenty left in the tank. I think Mike Evans still has enough left in the tank. Godwin's injury to me is offset a little bit by Ibuka. I actually like Jalen McMillan, the guy they took moderately early a couple years ago. I think he's pretty good. And I think their defense, of all these teams, their defense is better than all these other defenses. So I don't think they've peaked. I think they could win 11 games this year. And I think they've – I'm so happy for Baker Mayfield because I'm a fan of his. I just think that they're – I think that they could easily win a playoff game. So I guess I don't know what their peak is. But I don't think they're going to start declining, I guess, anytime soon because I think they're doing exactly what they need to do. Their big question for me is they lose a play caller. Coming off of a year where everything seemed to be working perfect for them offensively, what lingers from that, I suppose? But 9.5 wins, I think they can get to 10 again. 10's where they were last year.
It's tough if you look at their overall schedule. I mean,
their schedule's going to be tougher. Yeah.
Let's assume that I'm going to assume this, that they go 4-2 in their division, that they win both games against the Saints and they split against the Falcons and the Panthers. I think that's a fair assumption to make. So let's say 4-2 in the division. From there, you take a look at their non-con. It's a difficult non-conference slate for them. They play the Eagles. They play the Seahawks. They play the 49ers. They play the Lions. They play the Bills, the Rams, and the Dolphins, and the Cardinals. Those are their non-conference matchups. If they go 4-2 in the division, you've got to find 6 other non-conference wins for them to get to 10. And with that slate, I mean, you're talking the Lions in Detroit. You're talking the Bills in Buffalo. They do get the Eagles at home and the 49ers at home, but those are going to be tough matchups. It's hard, I think, to find another 6 wins in the non-con for them. So again, I like the Buccaneers, and I'm picking them to win the division. That 9.5, that's really difficult for me.
It's a savvy point. It's a savvy point. And if that is the case, if they can't get to 10, they are going to have a hard time winning the division because I think Atlanta will be flirting around 500. And I think the Panthers ceiling, like their upside, could get them to 7 or 8 wins. So we're talking a thin margin of error. Kaufman Ghetto asks us on X if we think the NFC South is the weakest division in the NFL. No, I don't. I think the AFC South is significantly weaker. I think if you go, like, if we were to take it down the list, I think every team in the NFC South is, I would take over every team in the, like, I would take the Bucks over the Texans. I would take the Falcons over the Colts. I would take the Panthers over the Jaguars. And I would probably take the Saints over the Titans. Maybe not that one. But yeah, no, I think the AFC South is weaker. I think, but I do think it's, is it the second weakest?
Yeah, I think both.
Maybe.
I think both.
But it depends on what do you think of the AFC East? Because Buffalo's really good, but the Jets are going to suck. Max, close your ears. The Patriots aren't going to be nearly as good as people say they are. And I think the Dolphins take a step back. I don't know. It's probably more like that.
Well, we'll wait till we actually do our AFC East preview. But I'm higher on the Patriots this year than clearly you are.
Thought messing with Max mostly. Yeah.
I would say though the NFC South is probably the second weakest division.
Yeah, I think so.
Both
I
South think so. Divisions are not particularly good, and it's been that way for a minute now, right? Like it's been the last couple of years. Outside of flashes in the pan, like the Texans had a good year a couple of years ago, like all of that. That by and large, both South divisions have been among the weakest in the NFL.
Yeah. It's second or third, but yeah, it's right there. But no, the AFC South to me is weaker. I think all the arrows, not the Saints right now. I don't know what to think of the Saints, but at least with the Falcons and the Panthers and the Bucks, I do think all the arrows are pointed upward. And I think for the Falcons and the Panthers, they're probably pointed mostly up.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, going back to the Bucks, I'm going to tell you right now that the only way in my mind that they hit that over of 9.5, they've got to do better than 4-2 in the division, which means they've got to sweep 2 of the 3 teams. And I think the Saints are probably the foregone conclusion that they'll probably be able to do that. You can't drop either one of those games against New Orleans. But then from there, either Atlanta or Carolina, the Bucks are going to have to sweep one of those two teams at home and on the road. I just don't see a path with a lot of the other non-conference games for them to get to 10 wins, unless you steal one against a team that we consider a contender this season.
I agree. It's that's not a bet I'll make. I don't make any, but if I had to make 5 or 10, it wouldn't be one I would make. I agree with that. Are the Saints going to be the worst team in football?
Yeah, I think so. Now I'm different than you in the regard that I like Kellen Moore. And I think from all accounts, it sounds like this entire roster has bought in, and I don't know if there's another first year head coach that has had the buy-in from his roster like Kellen Moore has had with the Saints. I mean, like I don't feel that with Liam Cohen in Jacksonville. Like, I don't necessarily feel that with Aaron Glenn in New York.
Schottenheimer in Dallas is getting people bought in.
But I think ahead of everybody else, it's Kellen Moore and the Saints. The problem is he just doesn't have the roster, I think, to be able to compete and win a bunch of games this season. It definitely hurts that Derek Carr abruptly retired, and you've got a starting quarterback race between Tyler Shook and Spencer Rattler. You know, like, just that by itself, you're like, okay, like, that's not ideal, obviously, for them. I mean, I know that they've got some playmakers still, and Olave and Alvin Kamara and all of that, but I think they'll be one of, if not the worst teams in the NFL. And in my mind, it's not any fault of Kellen Moore's if they are.
They've had a decent defense that could bail him out a little bit. I need to clarify on Kellen Moore. I did not like Kellen Moore as a candidate for the Cowboys. I did not like Kellen Moore with Dak Prescott with the Cowboys. I think Kellen Moore's done a really good job everywhere else. And I think Kellen Moore started with the Cowboys doing a really good job. Just wasn't going to work with Dak as the quarterback. And so as he was a candidate for the Cowboys job, yes, I hated that idea. I don't hate the idea of him as a head coach. He was once the brightest star. And look, he's been touching gold with everything he's done the last couple of years. I think it was a great hire for New Orleans. I just didn't think it was a good fit for Dallas. But I believe in Kellen Moore. I do think he's got a chance to be a good head coach. I think there's a chance he could also be Cliff Kingsbury. So we'll find that out, right? Is he just a great offensive mind? Does he have what? You never know that either.
And it's going to be, like, going back to my point, that may very well be true. I don't think you're going to know this season because you don't have the personnel. Right. Like, you know, like, he might be a Cliff Kingsbury, but if the competition is Tyler Shook and Spencer Rattler, you're not going to get a true gauge on who this guy is until you actually have some talent there.
Begs this question and remove the vomit from your mouth. Should they have drafted Shedeur Sanders?
No, I think that they should have traded for Kirk Cousins. I think that Cousins probably could have given them. They still could. I mean, an interdivision trade is always hard. But Cousins is sitting there as Penix's backup, and I know the Falcons exercised the option. I feel like Cousins may have one final run in him left as a starting quarterback, and I would say the Saints are the neediest quarterback team in the entire NFL.
They want Arch Manning. They're in the Arch. I mean, come on, Archie to Arch. Yeah. Like, they want Arch Manning. The question becomes, who's, like, of the teams that are going, that you immediately think of in the Arch Manning sweepstakes, way, 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 way too early, it'll be them and the Jets. And I think the Jets have a better chance to win games than the Saints do.
Archie already said that Arch is not going to declare next season. He's already come out and said that. They, like, just go ahead and
see that. Really?
Oh yeah. Archie said, like, stop asking the question. Arch is going to continue to play in college.
Okay. All right. Hey, Arch, you're going to be the number one overall pick. No, come on. No, he's not. I don't believe that for a second. I kind of hope it's true, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, this was a week ago. The headline in the New York Times, Archie Manning says grandson Arch will remain at Texas next season and skip the 2026 NFL draft. So that was a week ago.
I'm sure it's because he doesn't want those questions asked about him all season. I don't believe it. I don't believe him. Now, the Manning family, listen, Arch has got a little, he's got some He's got some cachet in this, deciding draft decisions with Eli and all that stuff.
His uncle Peyton returned for his senior season at Tennessee back in the day and didn't declare.
Doesn't need the money, I wouldn't think.
I'm not going to play for this team. I want to play for that one. Like, there is a precedent for this.
What if he wins a natty? What if they win a natty and the Saints are in position for number one overall pick?
I mean, first off, I don't think they're going to win the natty. I mean, I like Texas. Don't get me wrong.
Preseason number one.
They're a really, really good team. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think they're going to win the natty.
Well, I know, but they got as good a chance as anybody on August 18th.
Sure. Yeah.
When we're talking,
Texas
about
is number three, by the way.
Not in the, I think they were one in the coaches. They were one in one of them, I think. I'll have to go back and look. It's not that important. They're at least a contender. That's going to be a fun story. I did not see that from Arch E. That'll be fun to watch.
I take it back. Texas is number one in
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the AP top 25, they're number one.
We're spiraling. That's because this division is, I put them first for a reason. They're not the most interesting division in the NFL by any means, but we'll see what happens with it. That's your first divisional preview here with us on Sports Daily. We both have the Bucks winning it. We both have the Saints losing it. it's one of the more cut and dries that there is in the NFL.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we are joined by our Royals insider, Jalen Thompson, Royals baseball right here on KFH tonight. Royals host the Rangers at 6:30, pregame coverage beginning on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. You can listen to KFHradio.com, download the free Odyssey app, search for KFH. You can find Jalen's work on it at the KC Star. Follow him on X at Jalen Thompson. Jalen, it was a sweep that they had to have it. They had to have it, and they had it. And we're feeling pretty good on a Monday.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty good. You know, this Royals team has the shades of the 2024 team that made the playoffs last year. I think for a lot of fans, they were waiting for this moment to arrive all season. Just consistent baseball. A team that you look like the team that everyone was riding for when they made it to the ALDS last year against the Yankees. And ironically, you have to chase down the Yankees now if you want to make the playoffs. So I think the vibes are pretty good, but this is the real test now. Have the Texas Rangers in town for four, and then you go on the road and you play the Detroit Tigers this weekend. So we'll see what happens.
I feel like, Jalen, that this series against the White Sox that we just wrapped up, all phases of baseball were on display at one point or another in the three games. You had really solid starting pitching from all three guys that were out on the hill. Noah Cameron on Friday. Michael Lorenzen had a good return. He only pitched four innings, but was pretty lights out in those four innings on Saturday. Ryan Burgert pitched really well yesterday outside of a first inning home run to Sosa. So the starting pitching was really good throughout the entire weekend. The offense was unlocked. I know yesterday's game, they were held down until late, but overall, all three games, the offense came alive, and the bullpen did what they needed to do as well. So at one point or another, all phases were kind of unlocked, and there's not a whole lot of like feeling disappointed in one area or another after this weekend series.
Yeah, I think yesterday's game was a prime example of a game that the Royals would have lost earlier this season. They would have been shut down. The offense wouldn't have done anything, and that would have been just a loss in the record books. But what you're seeing is a team that now believes that they can make this run, and I think a lot of that goes back to the veteran leadership that they brought in at the trade deadline. You didn't have Randall Grichuk or Mike Yastrzemski or Adam Frazier in that lineup. You had guys that were on the team last year that were strong, but they were still young and growing up in this game. You bring Adam Frazier back, and he's been hitting the cover off the ball since he's came back from the Pirates. You get Mike Yastrzemski, who's had a couple of leadoff homers, been great in that role. Then you were able to drop Jonathan India down in the lineup. And even though he won't say it's been a help for him, he just wants to do anything to help the team win, it's been great for him and just his ability to just help add another right-handed bat at the bottom of that order. And I think the Royals now have a team that is dangerous, like you said, Tommy, in different areas and different aspects. And it's all clicking together.
Yeah, at least they can win games in more than one way now. It's going to take, you know, as close to perfect for baseball as you can get down the stretch if they're going to do this thing. If you had a concern about one phase of their game, where would you be the most concerned about doing this special thing they're going to have to do?
Yeah, Jacob, I wouldn't say that it's one particular area. I would look at a couple of guys. One is Seth Lugo. I think Seth Lugo has really struggled with the last couple of starts. He says that he's healthy and his finger's not bothering him, but the results on the field have not been what Seth Lugo has looked like ever since he signed that contract extension to stay with the Royals. So he has to turn around. I feel like the starting pitching is solid once you get Cole Reagans back, and then you might have something. But to answer your question, Jacob, I would say it's got to be the pitching staff. I think the offense has turned it around. I think that they're scoring runs, and this is what they can continue to do the rest of the season. Now it's going to be on the starting pitching to get healthy, get ready to go, and make this run if it's going to happen.
What has the addition of Adam Frazier done for this dugout? I mean, he is hitting the cover off the ball as of late. I think I saw on the broadcast yesterday, he's like batting 480 or something in like his last 30 at bats. I mean, it's crazy what he's been able to do. But beyond just his individual contributions, I know that the Royals have loved his veteran leadership and all of that. What has he brought to this team?
Adam Frazier was the one that, Tommy, that made all the team dinners happen on the road. He was the guy that got the team together, made sure that they were all just interacting with each other, and they all love him in that clubhouse. He's just a guy that you can really just come to for advice if you need it. He's down to do whatever. I mean, he brings it together. He's just a vet that you look up to, right? For a lot of those younger players out there. I mean, just think of what he's done, not only to help from the left-handed side of the plate, but some of those infielders for Bobby Witt Jr. and Michael Garcia and Vinny Pasquantino and the like. They all just come up and they love just Adam Frazier being there. And I think they really missed him not having him earlier this season. And so he was like one of the prime options that they really wanted to get back. And they are happy that they did.
I got to go back. You said Cole Reagans come back. Do you really think Cole Reagans can pitch for this team down the stretch?
I think so. I think Cole Reagans will be back. He's throwing bullpens again, and he's got to keep building up the bullpen plan until he gets to a point where he can go on a rehab assignment. But you can't make a playoff run without Cole Reagans. And I think that they are bringing him along slowly so that he can be ready to go when they need him the most. And I know you can make an argument, Jacob, and say that you need him the most right now, right? But I think that he'll be back, and I think that maybe their timeline, they said, is the beginning of September. So we'll see if he's back in the next 2 weeks or so.
What do you think the strategy is in the next, both in the short term and down the stretch this season with Jack Caglione as he works his way back? He's doing a rehab assignment right now in AAA, and from all accounts, it sounds like he is outstanding, again, hitting the cover off the baseball like he did the last time around. Is this something where the Royals may leave him down there a little bit longer to continue to build his confidence back up? Do they feel like they need him right away with the additions they made at the trade deadline? What is that strategy that we're looking at with him?
Yeah, Tommy, it's a numbers game, right? So you can only have so many players on your big league roster. And I think for Jack Caglione, they'll keep him down. This is me, in my opinion. I think they'll keep him down until September when he can expand the rosters, and then you can bring him up without having to sacrifice somebody that's already on your team right now. He can't learn anything else in AAA. He's already mastered that level. We've seen him time and time again. He has to learn at the big league level, and I think the Royals know that. I think he knows that. But for him to just get confidence where he can come back up and be like, all right, I'm Jack Caglione again. And maybe that will be the shot in the arm that the Royals need. and also the team is different too. The dynamics of the team, I should say, is different because they have right field help now. You have Randall Grichuk and you have Mike Yastrzemski that can play right field. So you don't have to always put him out in the field. You can use him as a DH. You can save Salvi and use him some at first base to give him some rest when he's not behind the plate. There's so many things you can do, but I think that his bat has to be up here at the big league level, and I think it will.
Jalen, how many of these games do they need to win? They don't get a day off for a long time, so let's look at it that way. The next 12 games that they'll play, I think it are 13, maybe it is. Over those 13 games, if they're really going to hang in this thing, still four games back, what does that have to look like? 9-4? 8-5?
Yeah, I think 9-4, 8-5 is a safe bet, I think.
Yeah.
The key is to win the series. That's always been the case. Bobby Cox, longtime Braves manager, said all the time, win the series and everything will take care of itself, right? I think the Royals have to win a couple of series. Really, if they take 3 out of 4 against the Rangers, then you are really in a good spot because you just went 8-2 at home, which is great, right?
They're going to need help. They're going to need help.
Either way, no matter what.
Great.
Yeah.
It's tough.
You're going to be good, and you just need the Yankees to fall off. And I don't know if they will, but they have a tough September coming up.
Yeah, I don't know how much I believe in the Yankees. Jalen, what do you have going for us at the KC Star right now?
Well, I got a couple of stories, up on the website. If you want to learn more about Ryan Burgert and why he's here to stay for the Royals, that story is up on the website. I have a couple more stories about just yesterday's game and why it meant a lot for the Royals if they're going to make the playoff run. And, a couple other features in there as well. I can't give away everything now. You got to go check it out.
You can find it at Jalen Thompson on X. Go see the work of the KC Star. Jalen, we appreciate it. Buckle up.
Thank you guys so much. And before I go, I heard you say the Bucks are going to win the NFC South. No.
Okay, here
Atlanta
comes.
Falcons.
Here
all day.
Comes. Here
I don't know
comes.
About that. I don't know about that.
Penix from the top rope. Huh? He's going to have to be better than the limited time we saw him last year if they're going to make that kind
he
of move.
He will.
Okay. There's the Falcons fan, Jalen. I like it. I appreciate that.
See you guys later.
I appreciate that jab. There goes Jalen Thompson. They could do it. Falcons could do it. I don't think it would stun anybody.
Like
nothing
I said, I think I think the Falcons are on the upswing. I think that
I do too. I think
after
on the
this
upswing.
Season,
I think the Panthers are on the upswing. I think they're both on the upswing. I just think the Bucks are at the up.
I think
the
if we're talking good. The 2026 season, I don't think I'm picking the Buccaneers next season. I think it's going to probably be the Falcons.
Right, man, Bucky Irving's a G, and. Those receivers, they are loaded. I don't know how much longer Mike Evans is going to play. I mean, I guess there's a world where they could have Edwins and
Evans.
Mike Evans, Evans and Godwin. Just combine their names to Edwins. They could fall off at the same time, maybe. But they've done it. I think Tampa's done one of the sneakier jobs in the NFL over the years. But we'll preview another NFL division tomorrow. We'll get you ready for the Royals tonight. I love this kind of baseball stresses me out. It has been a stressful couple of baseball weeks, the Rangers free fall lately, and the Royals kind of not ever being able to just rattle it off like they're supposed to has been stressful. And now they play each other. So I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, who do you cheer for in this series? I mean, I know for me,
who I cheer for.
You gotta cheer for the Rangers, right? Because you're a Rangers guy.
Yeah.
When the Braves and Royals played last month, obviously I'm a Braves fan first, but the Royals have more to play for than the Braves did. So I was able to just get behind the Royals, and it's different.
Words out of my mouth. If the Rangers are out of it, I want one of them to be in it.
Yeah.
So. It is a pull. Like, I want one of them to be in it. I mean, for us here, obviously, the Royals. For work, the Royals. But it's just, I'm just going to watch and try not to lose my mind one way or the other. That's going to do it for us on a Monday edition of Sports Daily. We'll continue NFL previews tomorrow. We'll have our Chiefs insider Felix Johnson in. What did he take away from the second preseason game? What's he looking for in the third? If you want to win some HTO on the way out here today, a free iced tea, more than 25 flavors to choose from at East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby, text the keyword tea to 20357. Good luck there. It's been a great day. We'll be back with it tomorrow. Tommy, Max, Jacob, see you then.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.